grateful tonight to have two guest speakers. And if you got this handout on how to hear God's voice, I encourage you to pass that out to other people, but there is a correction on it. They have not been married 40 years. They have been married 50 years. Woo-hoo! 49, okay. And so that's a big woo-hoo. They come from Jewish backgrounds, as it has been noted on that sheet. But what I'm really excited about tonight is that they come with a wealth of experience. And when we are praying back there for them, what we really sense for each one of you is that there's going to be an anointing that if you have not been hearing God's voice, you will begin to hear God's voice for the first time. Or if you've already been hearing his voice, he's going to kind of do a spiritual upgrade as you go ahead and just sit under this teaching. And then especially as you put what they are giving you into practice, especially on a daily basis. So I'm going to open with a word of prayer, and then we're going to give the full time to Norma and Michael Litinsky. Let's just stand. Father, we thank you so much for tonight. We thank you for Jesus, who has made everything possible. And Jesus, it's your voice we want to hear. You carry the voice of our loving and kind Father. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for opening up ears to hear tonight. We thank you that we are your sheep and that we do hear your voice. This is our declaration over our own lives. And we thank you for Norma and Michael Litinsky. We praise you for them, and we thank you for a special anointing that the words that they bring us are the words from your heart, Father, to us tonight. And we thank you that we will now be transformed into your likeness and image and walk in a deeper way because of the teaching we receive this night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Hello. Good to see you guys. Thank you for coming, and thank you for inviting us. This is something that we love to teach. And I want to start, though, by talking a little bit about who we are. As you heard, we've been married for a long time. We were married for 7 years before we met the Lord. We met the Lord really dramatically and over 40 years ago, and it was by signs and wonders. And so once we met him, we knew that he was real, and we haven't stopped since. So we have served the Lord in leadership and in ministry for most of our Christian life. So let me give you a little background. Norma is a certified teacher, and she has a master's degree. And right now, she's a semi-retired faculty member at Moorpark College. I have a PhD, and I spent 22 years on the faculty at UCLA Medical School teaching and doing research. So I taught medical students, graduate students. I also did research. I spent my time studying the development of the nervous system. And my career was really moving along well. The only problem was God had other plans for me. And in fact, in 1997, he completely changed my life because I left my academic career and became a full-time pastor. That's exactly what a lot of people said. Wow. And my colleagues thought I was crazy. Currently, I'm an associate pastor at the Fountain Four Square Church in Moorpark. Also, in 2003, Norma and I started our own ministry called Kingdom Partners, and what we do is we minister with pastors and churches in the region, leaders in the region, to help them fulfill the Great Commission. Our passion is to make disciples, and what we love to do is equip the saints for the work of service and to live out their lives in the kingdom. So that's our goal. We work with different churches, as I said, and we teach classes, workshops, seminars. I'm also a prophetic life coach, so I spend one-on-one time with people. And we really enjoy helping people figure out who they are in the kingdom and grow as who they are and then live it out. So Norma's going to talk a little bit about tonight and what's happening.
Also, we pray, and we're part of the Canal Valley Healing Teams. And so we know what you guys are all about. And it's so important to be able to receive input from the Holy Spirit and insight when you're praying, isn't it? So I hope, you know, hopefully, we know a lot of you are pretty experienced and mature in the Lord, but we think you're going to get some good tips and some good practice in all this, even if you've walked with the Lord forever. Okay, so usually we teach this class as we've taught How to Hear God's Voice many, many times over the last few years. We usually do it in two-hour sessions for 10 weeks. And now we're going to try to do this in 45-minute sessions. Okay, so for 6 weeks. Well, it might be more. We'll see how it goes. But basically, you're going to be getting the Reader's Digest version. Okay. And so, but we don't like to be talking heads, as Sue mentioned. We're going to get you guys involved because that's how you learn. You learn by doing. So we're going to be practicing hearing God's voice. So I'm going to real quickly go through the goals for the sessions. It's on your handout. The first one is we want to help you tune into the still, small voice of God and recognize his thoughts in your mind. And this really will bring your relationship with the Lord to a whole new level. For some of you, it's just going to reinforce and confirm what you already know and what you're already experiencing. And for others of you, it's going to give you some new approaches and tools for ministry and for your personal walk with the Lord. Okay, and the next goal is that you will develop greater intimacy and friendship with God. That really is his goal. He wants to be close to us. And it's not as hard as you think. The next goal is that you'll move from knowing God intellectually to having a real heart knowledge, and you'll get to know the Father's love for you. That's really significant. And also that you will learn how to quiet your mind so you can be in his presence and receive revelation from the Holy Spirit. And last but not least, we want you to be able to hear his voice every day, not just in your quiet times, your devotional times with him, but on the fly, as you're out and about doing your life. Okay, and one thing we'd also like you to be able to do is to teach these principles that you're going to learn in this class. And we want to encourage you to come to every session because they do build one upon the other. So if you miss a couple of them, you're going to be a little bit lost. So try to come to every one. And then you can teach them to others. We have taught these principles particularly to our younger son, and he has run with it. He has a really nice walk with the Lord, and he hears from God very clearly. Okay, and now Michael, actually, he sat with the Lord today, and he asked him if he had something that he wanted to share with you. So he's going to read that.
Yeah, this is from my journaling. And you'll see that we talk about journaling a lot as a tool to help you hear God's voice. So when I was praying today, I simply asked him, what do you want to say to the people tonight? And this is what he gave me. He said, I have seen you people, over the months pray for my children in need. I'm very pleased with your dedication and your servant hearts. Each of you hear my voice and minister life from my words to you. However, I desire to take you higher and deeper. I want to deepen our relationship. I want to expand the intimacy of your relationship with me. I want to enhance your confidence in hearing me so that you don't doubt my input as you pray. My desire for these several weeks is to take you to a higher level of hearing so that you know me more than ever before. My voice will become a comfort and a strength to you in all you do, in all your ministry. I want you to know and experience my love for you as I work in and through you. That's what he does when we speak with him. When we spend time with him and hear his voice, he's always encouraging. even when he's telling you something you shouldn't be doing, he does it in a way that you can't wait to make it right, because he's so loving. And that's what you're going to see over these weeks, is how much he loves you. Now, I think all know that God can communicate in many different ways. Okay, here's the key verse. This is John 10:27. And I'm sure that you all know this verse. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice. What that means is, if you're a sheep, you hear his voice. You've already heard it at least once if you're saved, because you couldn't be drawn into the kingdom without hearing his voice. So I want to ask you, how many ways can you think of that he communicates with us? What do you think? How does he communicate? Speak up. In thoughts. Yeah, in thoughts in your mind. How else? What, louder? Through the word of God, absolutely right. Yes.
Through nature.
Through dreams. Through circumstances, correct. Anything else?
Pictures.
There's something else. What? Through other people, absolutely. Pardon? Through feelings, absolutely. You want to pay attention to that one. How about through visions? Images in your mind. Sometimes it's like a panoramic view. Sometimes it's very subtle. Yeah. Dreams, we heard that. Anybody else? Yes, through pain. Mm-hmm. All of your senses, all five of them. Right. So, what this means, we need to simply start paying attention. Yes. Through fire? Yes. That's how I got saved. It was through fire. So, Norm is going to talk a little bit more about kind of the keys to hearing God's voice, because that's really where we're going tonight.
All right, tonight's session, actually, we're going to be talking about two-way journaling, which is something that you can do during your devotional times of being alone with the Lord. And in future sessions, we're going to be talking about how you can hear God's voice in ministry situations and just in your day-to-day life, in the places where you live and work. But I hope you all have a pen and something to write on. Okay? I don't know if anybody doesn't have one, you're going to be just sitting there twiddling your thumbs at the end of the session. But anyway, hopefully we'll have enough to go around. Okay, we're going to talk about the four keys to hearing God's voice. And this all comes from a man named Mark Verkler. Have any of you heard of him before?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because when we were first exposed to him, we had no idea who this guy was. All right, and he is the founder and the president of, it's called Communion with God Ministries, cwgministries.org. We gave you the website, and I would really encourage you to check it out, because he's got a lot of really good and a lot of free information on his website. Anyway, let me just give you a little background. When Mike and I have a lot of education and we like to write. Excuse me. So journaling kind of came easy to us. So we would have our quiet times and we would write. But the thing was, it would be like 95% me and maybe 5% Holy Spirit. Okay, now with two-way journaling, what we want it to be is more like 90% him and 10% us. Okay, so it's really designed to get, you know, his input and you writing it down so you have a record of it. Okay, I'm going to tell you a little bit about how we came to know this, to learn this method. It was about, I would say it was probably about 15 years ago. A friend of ours gave us a set of tapes. It was probably audio tapes back in those days. And we went to a conference in San Diego, and we listened to them on the way down. And we thought, wow, you know, this is it. The irony is, Mike was a pastor in charge of spiritual growth at a church in Simi Valley at that time, and he taught classes on how to hear God's voice. So we sort of thought we had a handle on it, but then after listening to these tapes, we thought, wow, this is really interesting. And so he had what he called the four keys to hearing God's voice. And so when we got to the hotel room, I had my Bible, and I thought, well, I'm going to check this out, see if it really works. And so I was reading in that time, I like to read straight through the Bible. I was reading in the book of Deuteronomy, and it's not the most thrilling, you know, chapters in the Bible. And I happened to be in a section that was about the ceremonial sacrificial law. I was like, okay, so I'll read this chapter. And then I said, okay, God, I would like you to speak to me about this chapter. And then I just followed his approach, and I just sat down and wrote. And then I went back and read it, and I was blown away. There was so much insight that I had gotten from the Holy Spirit, stuff that I had never thought of before. I knew I had never read it. It was straight from God. I went, wow, there's really something to this. I was impressed. So we started using this approach, this two-way journaling, like about 15 years ago. We have filled up dozens of journals, haven't we? And, you know, we haven't. That's journal number 36. But he writes big, okay, so I don't have that many journals. And anyway, so that's what we've been doing, and we've been teaching other people how to do it, and it can be really an amazing, simple process. So Mark Verkler was pretty much unknown when we first heard about him, and now I think he has at least a nationwide and possibly a worldwide reputation. He has been on the Sid Roth It's Supernatural TV show. He's been on, he's been featured in Charisma magazine. So I think, you know, he's a pretty reputable guy. And he's also impacted thousands of believers, including Michael and myself. Now, what we would do if it was one of our typical two-hour sessions is we would show you his videos, but we really don't have time for that. So his first video is like a whole hour on how he learned to hear the voice of God. And it's really very funny. He's got a cute sense of humor. So I'm going to give you the really abbreviated version. Basically, he was a Pentecostal pastor. He spoke in tongues. He, you know, he was a Bible school graduate and all this business. And he realized that he didn't know how to hear God's voice. And he was really embarrassed about it because he knew that as a pastor, he should be hearing God's voice. So he would ask people that seemed to be able to hear God's voice how they did it, and the answers they gave him were just like really vague and not helpful. And so he out of frustration, he says, well, I'm just going to devote a whole year of my life to learning how to hear God's voice. And that's what he did. And so he read the Bible from cover to cover, and he read every book he could find on it, and that still didn't quite get him where he wanted to go. He thought he was going to hear the audible voice of God. In fact, you can hear it now. What is that, an airplane or thunder? But anyway, we'll take it as a sign from God. And so he ends up pretty much getting nowhere until he, out of desperation, he signs up to go to a Catholic retreat that was run by a couple of Jesuit priests. And he had some reservations about Catholic theology, but he thought, well, nothing else has worked, so I'm going to go. So he goes to this retreat, and this is where he has a breakthrough. And it's very funny. The story that he tells is really cute, but I don't have time to tell you that. But he learns the first principles about hearing God's voice, that it comes to you in spontaneous thoughts. And it's not the audible voice. It's not, you know, thunder from heaven. And what I would encourage you to do is there's quite a few of his videos on YouTube. So if you'll just go to YouTube and look for Mark Verkler, and he's got one called Our Message in 8 Minutes. So you have no excuse for not listening to his message in 8 minutes. He gives you a quick summary of that, all of that. Okay, now I'm going to teach you the four keys to hearing God's voice. Okay, the very first one. Oh, I have to give you the key scripture too. This is the one that really impacted him. And we really don't have time to go into, you know, all of the details about why this was so important to him. But it's Habakkuk 2, verses 1 and 2. I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me. And so all of the four keys are there. Habakkuk is quieting himself down. He's standing. He's setting himself in a position to receive. When you're on the ramparts, you're looking. You're looking for the enemy. So he's you know, using vision, and he's watching to see what God will say to him. So he's using all of his senses. He's using his spiritual eyes and his spiritual ears. So that's that's a key verse for Mark Verkler and a key verse for us as well. So here are the four keys. The first one is you have to quiet yourself down And just to say it in one word, it's stillness. And there are hand motions that go with this, and this will help you to remember it. So it's just stillness. Quiet yourself down. This is harder than it sounds, isn't it? Because our brains are always full of thoughts. And we live in a very noisy culture, and there's a lot of distraction, and there's a lot of everything going on around us. And we have busy lives, most of us. And so it's a common problem. And it's difficult sometimes to block out the intrusive thoughts and distractions. And we don't really have time to talk about it much tonight, but we're going to really deal with it next week, how to learn how to quiet your mind. Okay? So first key is stillness. The second key is to look for vision. And here's your vision. We're going to be looking to Jesus. We're going to be expecting him to speak to him. Now, we can do this to speak to you. You can do this different ways. You can imagine Jesus right there with you. Sometimes I see him right there in the bedroom with me. He's wearing jeans and a flannel shirt. You know, he's usually not decked out in his white robes. I just like to be really kind of relaxed and cozy with him, and he's okay with that. You can imagine him on the screen of your mind, you know. Just close your eyes and see if you can visualize your living room. Okay, if you can do that, you can visualize Jesus. It's not that difficult, okay? Everybody can do this. And some people are more gifted in vision, spiritual vision than others. And if this is really foreign to you, we're going to talk about it for one of our sessions. If this is... if you're not one of those people that sees in the spirit real easily, that's okay. Just focus your thoughts on Jesus. Just focus your mind on Jesus, okay? So, and then what you want to do is you want to ask him a question, because we're going to have a dialogue. We're not just going to sit there and say, talk to me. We're going to ask him a question. So like Mike asked, what was the question you asked?
What do you want to say?
What do you want to say to the group tonight? Okay, so that was like the prompt, and then they had a conversation. Okay, so you ask them a question because you want to have a conversation, and then the third step is that you want it to tune to the flow of spontaneous thoughts or pictures that are going to come into your mind. So this is spontaneity. So it is stillness, vision, spontaneity. And so what you will find is ideas will light upon your mind effortlessly. The first time I heard God speak to me, I so wanted him to speak to me. And we'd been believers for a few weeks, and the gal that led us to the Lord would always say, oh, God so told me this, and God told me that. And I went, how come God's not telling me anything, you know? And we were very church phobic, you know, coming from a Jewish background, we didn't really want to go to church. That was pretty low on our priority list. And so all of a sudden, I got this thought in my mind. It was kind of crystal clear. It was, it's time for you to go to church. And I knew that wasn't me thinking. That was not my thought, but I knew that that was God. And so that was my first time that I know that I heard God's voice. And so it will just come to you effortlessly. I wasn't trying to make it happen. It just popped in. So it could be full sentences. It could be pictures in your mind. It could be, actually, you could see a video play in your mind. It could just be thought impressions or like, you know, vague images in your mind. It can come in all different ways. But what you have to do is you have to tune in without striving. That's the key. If you go, I need to hear from you, God, you're not going to hear anything, okay? You just have to be really relaxed, and that's how it will just kind of flow in. Because remember, Jesus said, living waters will flow from your innermost being. It's the voice of the Holy Spirit within you. He's in you. We just have to just tune in to the flow. And so you want to tap into it. You want to tap into what God has already given you. So that's spontaneity. And then the last step is you just want to write it out without judging. You just write in childlike faith. And next week, we're going to get into in depth how you discern and test. Is this really God? Is this the enemy? Is this my flesh? Is this the pizza I had for dinner? You know, we're going to get into discernment later on. But we're going to just trust that God's going to speak to us, and we're going to be able to discern his voice, because my sheep hear my voice. That's what he promised us, right? Okay, now what's important is that you were just going to keep writing without worrying about spelling or your handwriting or grammar or anything like that. You just write, and what you don't do is stop and go, I wonder if that's God, because you're going to stop the flow. You just write, okay? Don't go back and read what you've written until you're all done, all right? So you just write in childlike faith, no judging allowed. Okay, so let's go over the four steps, and I want you to do this with me. If I'm going to embarrass myself doing this, I want you to embarrass yourself too, okay? So we'll be embarrassed together. All right, the first step is stillness, and say it with me too. Stillness. Vision, you can look to Jesus. Spontaneity, and writing. Okay, one more time. Stillness, vision, spontaneity, and writing. Isn't that simple? Okay, now we're going to do it.
Yep. I noticed some of you are Hebraic. When you got to writing, you went right to left rather than left to right. Yes. So we're actually going to do it right now. And the first thing you need to do is get some paper and a pen, something you can write with. Everybody have that? And then at the top of that page, I want you to write the question, Lord, what do you want to say to me about our relationship? Lord, what do you want to say to me about our relationship? So that's the question that you're going to ask him at the end. But what we're going to do first is we're going to use the four keys. And so we want you to actually put them into practice. And I cannot stress enough that you want to just write. Do not try to figure out, judge it, or anything. Just write what you get. And the thing that's amazing is you will get things from God. So I'm going to paint a little picture for you to kind of put you in the right frame of mind and to quiet your mind a little bit. And then when I finish the picture, you're going to pause for a second, ask the Lord that question in your mind, and then write what he says to you.
Some of you may not get words, but you might get pictures, or you might get a video playing in your mind, and that's perfectly fine. But some of you that are more gifted in that way. And so what you want to do, just let it play out, and then you write it down. Write down what you saw, okay?
Yeah, and it's really important not to compare yourself to somebody else, because some people are very visual, some people are not. I'm a scientist by training. I am less visual than Norma, but I do hear from God.
Also, quantity does not mean anything, okay? Mike and I will be journaling, and he'll get like 5 pages, and I'll get a paragraph.
That'll say the same thing about the topic.
The same thing. I'm just more, God would. And the interesting thing is, too, God will speak to you in your own style. You know, just like different authors, look at the four Gospels. They all have different styles, different people. So, it's going to be God speaking to you through you, the vessel.
Right. So it's going to sound just like you're thinking. It's just that it's God's. All right. So what I want you to do is close your eyes. And just focus on what I'm going to share. You want to use your sanctified imagination to visualize and sense what I'm saying. So just close your eyes. And imagine you're at your favorite beach. It's a warm and sunny day. And you and Jesus are sitting on beach chairs looking out at the ocean. The sunlight is sparkling on the water. And several birds are flying overhead. And out in the ocean, there are some surfers on their boards waiting for a good wave to ride. You can smell that special beach aroma, and you can hear the pounding of the waves. And you're feeling so relaxed and so happy and at peace, being there with Jesus and sensing his love for you. So now you turn to Jesus, and you just ask him that question, and then start to write. And we'll give you about 5 minutes to write. Yeah, the question again is, Lord, what do you want to say to me about our relationship? All right. What I want you to do now is quickly read through what you wrote, and then I want you to share it with somebody else. So break into pairs and share. This is collegial. Remember, we're believers. We're a family. It's okay.
If you didn't write anything, just share what your experience was, okay?
Yeah.
It's all right. You're just learning. Go ahead and read what you wrote to the other person or share your... And have the other person say, tell you whether they think it sounds like God.
One more minute. All right, let's come back together for a second. All right. How many of you felt that you heard something from God? Just raise your hand. Raise it high. How many people here felt they heard something from God? Look around. Look at how many people said that. All right. Some of you weren't sure if that was really God. Or maybe some of you actually didn't write anything. I guarantee you that by the time we are done, you will be hearing from God. We have been doing this for years, and we have seen success with everybody. Everybody is hearing from God by the end. And what we're going to do is just keep encouraging you and giving you more and more information about how to facilitate hearing the Lord's voice. So, is there anybody here who would like to share what they heard? Anybody brave enough to come up and share?
What you wrote.
What you wrote.
We'd love to hear.
Come on up. As long as it doesn't take 20 minutes, we're fine.
Speaker, but
it's okay.
You're not speaking your words, you're speaking his words.
Okay.
So it's good.
I love our relationship, Jack. You have grown so much. I want you to be a leader and draw many people to me. Don't worry, Jack. I will give you the words and the time when I want to use you. Always depend on me, for I am your strength, and I will always be with you, for I have brought you through your trial for a purpose.
Do you think that was God?
Is that good?
That's wonderful.
It was great.
Anybody else?
There.
Come on up.
Or we'll come to you.
We'll come to you. I'll do that.
I just wrote some words. When strong his love, knowing him, his power, his love that keeps alive, that he is my Father in heaven, and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, believing that he's the word, the power of his love for us to keep going in this time of life, gives us the strength and for the strength, he gives us the strength for I put flying like the wind to take us for wherever he, for whatever he wants us in our lives to be. And the reason why I wrote those things, because I'm learning to have a relationship with the Father in heaven that I never had before.
That is absolutely wonderful. What you were hearing was truth. He was sharing with you who he is and his truth. That was wonderful. That's exactly what we want, is just to write what we hear, because what he will do is reveal to you how he sees you. And the thing that's amazing is he sees you much better than you see you. He's much kinder, he's more gentle, he's more loving, and we just have to trust that what you're writing, you can't, sometimes it's hard to believe it's so good, but that's the Lord, because you're his children. He loves you. He wants you to be in this intimate type of relationship.
How about,
do you want to share?
For one more.
Yeah.
Why don't you come up so I can get on video. You know, Virginia, that I love you so very much. I want you to trust me. I've seen the curses in your family, in your bloodline, and those curses are broken. I'm going to deliver you. I have changed your name. Trust me with these difficult tasks that I've placed in your hands. I've already given you the victory, and I want you to remember that I love you, and you are an important warrior on my team.
Does that sound like God? Yes.
Thank you.
You notice that was very personal, speaking in the first person. I love you. I have done this. I have done that. Because God is speaking to you directly.
Yes. Often when I journal, the Lord always says, Michael, my son. And that's a very significant thing for me because of my family upbringing. He knows exactly what we need to hear.
Like Virginia, he said Virginia. He took it, you know, he knows us so intimately. And that's what you're going to find out as you practice this, as you do the two-way journaling. You're going to have some really wonderful dialogues with God. And he's going to tell you some amazing things.
All right, so you heard earlier, both of us are teachers. So here's your homework. You knew you couldn't get away without having some homework. We want you to do this during the week. Carve out the time to sit with the Lord and to journal. So what you need to use is a different scenario. You don't have the one that I gave. You can visualize yourself in your favorite place. If you like to be in nature, visualize yourself in nature. If you like to sit on the couch with a cup of coffee, I often sit in a chair, I have my chair, and my coffee, and just visualize I'm having coffee with Jesus. And then we talk. So I want you to do this during the week. As I'd love to see you do it every day, but do it as often as you can. All right? And remember to write with childlike faith. Don't judge. Just write, because what you're going to end up getting is this permanent record in your journal of God's love letter to you, and that's the goal.
Also, you want to ask him a question, so don't ask a bunch of really difficult questions. Just ask, here's the question every day, Lord, what do you want to say to me today?
That's the easiest, and it always works.
Always works.
Because he always has something
to say.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Okay? So we bless you.
And we pray that you will have a fantastic time of listening to his voice. And remember the four keys, okay? Use all four keys. Stillness, vision, spontaneity, and writing. And have a great time.
Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
That's awesome, huh? Very, very simple. But it's the very basics of walking with the Lord, hearing his voice. So I just bless you with that homework assignment. And I know you're going to hear God's voice this week. And I'm excited for each one of you growing deeper in your relationship with the Lord, your Savior. And he has things to say. One of the most common questions when people come into our healing rooms this last 13 years is, I want to hear something from God. And now you can hear every day what God says to you. And I just love what you shared about it being something encouraging for each one of us. So I welcome you back next week.